أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي نور قلوب العارفين بنور معرفته وأثبت فؤاد أنبيائه وأوليائه بقصص الانبیاء والمرسلین واکمل ایمان المسلمین والمؤمنین بولایت علی امیر المؤمنین علیہ السلام. والصلاة والسلام والتحیۃ والکرام علی افضل الموجودات العبد المؤيد والرسول المسدد المصطفى الامجد المحمود الاحمد اعني بالقاسم محمد. وعلى روحه ونفسه وصهره ووسيه سيد الاتقياء والاسفياء مولى الموالي امام المتقين علي بن ابي طالب. وعلى اوصيائه لا سيما بقيه الله في الارضين روحي وارواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا واللعنه الدائمه على اعدائهم اجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: إن الحسين مصباح الهدى وسفينة النجاة. صلى الله عليه وسلم. We have been trying to explain the purpose of Imam Hussain alayhi salam's stand against Yazid. And in the past few majalis, we have referred to the sermons, some statements of Imam Hussain alayhi salam himself, his actions, his approvals, as all of these things put together make the sunnah. Ulama have written different definitions of a ma'soom, an infallible. But I usually, when explaining who a ma'soom is, an infallible is, say that an infallible is one who, when says something, it becomes hadith. When does something, it becomes sunnah. And when approves something or disapproves something, again becomes sunnah. An infallible is such a personality that we speak day in and day out, and these are just words. But the masoom, when he says something, these are traditions. That up to the day of judgment, we will refer to them and benefit from these and derive Islamic rulings from them. The simple way of understanding what Sayyid al-Shuhada did is an example that I have chosen, that I want to inshallah explain for the youth especially, and even for the olders inshallah they will benefit from this example. If you imagined that there is a train which is running on a track and some criminals come and cut the track off from a part, in order to destroy the train and everyone who is on it. Some good people, some sincere people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they see this, they come forward and they say, let's do something to save this train and everyone on it. So what they do is, they think of a plan One of them comes up with a plan and he says that, look, I'll stand on the track, but on this side where it is not destroyed up to, that side. When the person who is running the train, when he sees me, he'll try and save me. When he tries to save me, he'll stop the train. Hence he will save the train and everyone on it. But if he kills me, then there should be some people left behind to tell the people on the train that I did not commit suicide. I gave my life to save the life of all the people on that train. So some people should stay behind. Now let me try and apply this example onto the incident of Karbala. The train that was approaching and people on it are Islam and the Muslims. The criminals that cut the track is Yazid and people like him. The person who said that I'll give my life to save everyone on it is Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And he said, O Zainul Abidin and O Zainab, you stay behind to inform the people that I did not commit suicide. I saved the religion, I saved Islam and all the Muslims. How will you do that? You may be taken as captives by the criminals. Whenever you go around, just tell the people what I did. And this is what exactly they did. Hazrat Zainab al-Kubra salamu alayha and Hazrat Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam. Wherever they were taken as captives, they spoke to the people, gave sermons, and told them that, look, Hussein alayhi salam had actually given everything to save Islam and the Muslims, the religion of all the Anbiya. When you read Ziyarat al-Waritha, you say, As-salamu alayka ya waritha Adam as-safratillah. Salutations be upon you, O inheritor and successor of Adam. Salutations be upon you, O successor of Nuh, Ibrahim, Moses and Jesus, all of these people, all of the Anbiya, even the Holy Prophet and Imam Ali alayhi salam. You say these words because Hussein ibn Ali saved the troubles all the Anbiya alayhi salam took. He saved their message, he saved their nabuwat, and he saved their risalat, their religion and their teachings. Charles Dickens, a great expert in literature, when writing some papers on Islamic history, he says that if Hussein alayhi salam went to Karbala to quench the thirst of his worldly desires, then I do not understand why he took his wife's children and his sisters with him. Therefore, it stands to reason that Hussein alayhi salam sacrificed purely for the sake of Islam. Because no person who had worldly reasons to stand up against people like Yazid would take his sisters, his daughters and his wife with him. He only took them because he was pure. Purely for the sake of Islam he did that. He did what he did. Hussein ibn Ali is a person who does not need this dunya. Look, many times, when we are looking at the worldly things, destroy ourselves in these worldly things. I want to gain something, I just destroy myself in it. Hussein alayhi salam saw the dunya to be very little, very short. And he said, the hereafter is eternal. He said, why should I not destroy myself into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why should I not become fana fillah, as we use it in Arabic? He destroyed himself in the Almighty. He said, let me destroy myself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by that, so long as the purpose of this creation remains, the message of Hussein ibn Ali will live. By destroying himself in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sense that he became fana fillah, he is eternal as well, because that message will stay with us until this world remains. When Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah
In the court of Yazid gave a sermon. In that, he said many things. I just want to mention a few things from his sermon. Just one or two sentences. You must imagine how Imam Sajjad is giving the sermon. Inshallah, everyone is paying attention. And you must also try and pay attention that who is speaking, the Imam, and in what position is he in. Taken as a captive, who has chains and shackles, standing before Yazid, the Yazid who thinks that he has destroyed everything, the Yazid who thinks that he has killed Imam Hussein, he has destroyed the message of Imam Hussein. Imam Sajjad stands up there in the court of Yazid and says, Ayyuhan Nas, O people, U'tina sittan wa fudilna bis sab'in. After the long sermon, in the middle of it somewhere, he says, O people, we have been given six things and we have been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and given priority over all the other creation by seven things. Everyone following me, hopefully. Six things Allah has given us. When he says Allah has given us these things, then what he means is that people other than us do not have these things. When he says Allah has chosen us to have seven things, to have fadilat over others, to have these as merits over others, then others do not have it. What are these six things and those seven things? He says, U'tina li'ilma wal-hilma wal-samahata wal-fasahata wal-shuja'ata wal-mahabbata fi qulub al-mu'mineen. O people, we have been given six things by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been given knowledge, ilm. We have been given tolerance, hilm. We have been given respect. That is samaha, buzurgi, buzurgwari. We have been given fasahat and balagat, which is basically the power of eloquency. We have been given bravery, shuja'at. And we have been given the love in the hearts of believers, mu'mineen. وَالْمُحَبَّةِ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We have been given love, muhabbat in the hearts of believers. These six things are with us and not with our enemy. When he's saying these are with us, who is he speaking to? The people in the court of Yazid. I need your attention. He is speaking to the people in the court of Yazid. When he's addressing the people in the court of Yazid, Yazid is also listening to these words. Indirectly he's telling Yazid, Yazid, you think you have knowledge? You are Jahil ibn Jahil. Because we have been given knowledge. You think you have tolerance, Hilm? It is we that have tolerance. I am tolerating your ignorance so far. O Yazid, do you think that samahat, buzurgwari, respect comes with age or with status, with power, with money? You are wrong. Because I have the respect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in shackles and chains, O Yazid, being 23-year-old, 24-years of age, I have that respect in samahat and buzurgwari, and you do not have it, Yazid. The person who may be thinking that I'm sitting on the great throne of Damascus, I have respect. But Imam says, no, as samahatu lana, we have samahat, we have respect before the people. And O Yazid, we have eloquency. You may be an Arab and you may be thinking that you are better than me. But O Yazid, it is easier to speak to your own people when sitting on the throne and when having your own army. But it is more difficult to speak properly when you are in chains and you're in an army of the enemy. But O Yazid, it is my grandfather who when spoke, his words became Nahjul Balagha. And when my auntie spoke in the Darbar, in the court of Ibn Ziyad, the people were saying, it is probably not Zainab, it is probably Ali who is speaking. O Yazid, it is because we have been given fasahat. And O Yazid, you think you are brave, shuja'at? You have shuja'at, you have bravery? Yazid, it is easy to speak in your own army. It is difficult to speak in front of your enemy when you have chains in your hands, you have chains in your feet, you have shackles in your neck. And yet, O Yazid, I speak the truth before you and before all of your supporters. Yazid, let's decide who is brave. was it Ali and the children of Ali, or was it Muawiyah and the children of Muawiyah? Yazid, we have been given the love before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has given the love of Ahlul Bayt, of us, to the hearts of the believers. Yazid, it is easier to rule the bodies of the people, but it is difficult to rule the hearts of the believers. Oh Yazid, you may be ruling the bodies of the people, but oh Yazid, I rule on the hearts of all the mu'mineen. Oh Yazid, you may be on the throne, you may be thinking I'm in power, but I am in power of the hearts of the believers. This is who? This is Zainul Abideen. This is Imam alayhi salatu wassalam. Then he says, oh Yazid, this is not enough. وَفَضِّلْنَا, and we have been given fadilat, we have been given priority over all the other people. We have been given special merits before all the other people. But I'll only count seven of these. Imam alayhi salam says himself, I'll only count seven of these. وَفُضِّلْنَا بِأَنَّ مِنَّ النَّبِيِّ الْمُخْتَارِ مُحَمَّدِ O Yazid, remember, we have seven merits. We have priority over all people due to seven things. The first one of them is that the Nabi, the Holy Prophet, is amongst us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet, and he's from our clan. He's from my family, my great-grandfather. O Yazid, وَمِنَّ السَّدِّيقُ, and Siddiq, the most truthful person, is from us. If you want to know who Siddiq is, then refer back to the sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam in Kufa, where he says, أَنَا السَّدِّيقُ الْأَكْبَرُ وَأَنَا الْفَارُوقُ الْأَعْظَمُ. I'm the greatest Siddiq, and I'm the strongest and the most great Faruq. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the person Siddiq who gave the witness for the sadaqat of the Holy Prophet first. And the first person to give the witness of the Holy Prophet's sadaqat and his prophethood was Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. So hence he says, وَمِنَّ Siddiq, and the Siddiq meaning Ali is from us. Then he says, وَمِنَّ Tayyar, Jafar al-Tayyar is from us. That is the uncle of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, or the older brother of Imam Ali. And then he says, وَمِنَّ أَسَدُ اللَّهِ وَأَسَدُ رَسُولِهِ, the Lion of Allah and Allah's Prophet, Hamza, is from amongst us. وَمِنَّ سِبْتَ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ, or Sibta meaning Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain are amongst us. وَمِنَّ مَهْدِيُّ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. And the Mahdi of this Ummah is from us. Seven people that the Imam alayhi salam counted as the respect and as fadilat, as fadail of the Imam alayhi salam, as the fadail of Ahlul Bayt. He says amongst the fadail of Ahlul Bayt are seven personalities. One of them is the Holy Prophet, Imam Ali, Jafar al-Tayyar, Hamza, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and the Mahdi. Imam stopped at Panjatan because he himself was the person who was speaking, and he was the person who was to be proud of. So he did not count himself as to be a fadail because he was himself reading it. He said the first five, or the four Imams and the two uncles, and he counted the last Imam alayhi salam. Let me just briefly, quickly say a few words about the 12th Imam, and then inshallah I'll transfer to Urdu. The Imams have counted the last Imam to be something proud of. It is common for the sons to be proud of their fathers and forefathers, ancestors. But we only find one personality that the Imams and the forefathers have said that we are proud that Mahdi is from us. They say that the Imams, all the Imams, the Holy Prophet and his daughter, everyone has remembered the Imam. There are traditions compiled about the 12th Imam alayhi salam from all the Imams. The Holy Prophet remembered him many times. And he said, whenever he was describing the last Imam, he said, from this son of mine, he pointed at Imam Hussein, and he said, from this son of mine, his ninth son will be my last successor. His name would be my name, his kunya would be my kunyat, his face would be like my face, his characteristics would be like my characteristics, and his title would be Mahdi. the guided. This is the Holy Prophet speaking. All the Imams have remembered him. The Holy Prophet remembered him. Imam Ali remembered him. Imam Hassan remembered him. They say that Abu Sayyida remembered him when Fadak was written to her by one person and the other person ripped the paper. When that person ripped it and threw it in the air, they say at that time Janab Sayyida cried and she said, "Today you have oppressed me, but remember my son Mahdi will come and he will take my revenge." You see, Janab Sayyida remembered Hazrat Mahdi. This is a son, this is a great grandson that the Imams and the forefathers, ancestors have felt proud of. Sayyid al-Shuhada, when he came on the final sermon, he stood on that camel of the Holy Prophet and he said, "O people, this imama is the imama of the Holy Prophet. This turban belongs to the Holy Prophet. This sword belongs to the Holy Prophet. This dress belongs to the Holy Prophet. This camel belongs to the Holy Prophet." He said all of those things. He said, "And I am the grandson, the blood of that Holy Prophet. Listen to me, follow me." When they didn't, he said, "Now that you are not listening to me, let me warn you, my son will come." Allahu Akbar. When Imam al-Islam feels that all of these people are against him, they're all fighting against him, he says, "My son will come, who will take my revenge." Every Imam remembered him. Either the third Imam, or probably the sixth Imam, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam. When talking about the 12th Imam, he says, "Lo adraktuhu lakhadamtuh." Allahu Akbar. Look at these great words. He says, "O people, do not feel ashamed of serving my last son." The Imam says, "Do not feel ashamed of serving my last son, the last successor of the Holy Prophet. If I was in his time, then I would have served him." Who is speaking? The father, the grandfather, great-grandfather. Imam says, "If I had been in his time, lo adraktu, if I was in his time, la khadamtu, I would have served him. Ma khidmat karta." Look at these words. Who's speaking? We're known to be Ja'fari. This Imam is saying these words because he says, you should not feel ashamed of serving the Imam. They say when Ma'mun al-Rashid, the killer of the 8th Imam alayhi salam, wanted to confuse the people, mislead them, he named his son Mahdi. He named his own son Mahdi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he told the people, the Prophet had mentioned in his traditions that my last successor Mahdi would fill the earth with justice and peace as it would be filled with oppression and tyranny. That Mahdi is my son because I am a successor of the Holy Prophet, I am Khalifa, and this son of mine will be the Holy Prophet's successor. That's how he was confusing the people. He was telling them, this son of mine, Mahdi, is that person who the Holy Prophet had promised. When he said this, in his court, due to the problems, and you know the whole history, I cannot go into it, the 8th Imam used to be there. Each time he called his son Mahdi, and each time he mentioned the name of the 12th Imam, Ma'mun mentioned Mahdi, they say the 8th Imam would get up and place his hand on his head and say, his father respects him, this is a Mahdi that we wait for. I need your attention please. The Mahdi that you talk about, sometimes the father is beating him, sometimes the mother is beating him. You're not with me, you see. The Imam said, look, this Mahdi that he says is the successor of the Holy Prophet, sometimes his mother is selling him off and beating him. Sometimes the other older members of the family are beating him and hitting him and telling him off. But the Mahdi that we wait for, the true Mahdi, the father respects him and stands up for his respect. You know, today in ziyarat that you say, sometimes people place it here. It is, the tradition say the Imam used to place his hand on the head. On the head. Not forehead. On the head. He would say, wa'ajjil faraja, or some other words. to show the people that no, this is not the Mahdi. Do not be confused, because the Mahdi that the Holy Prophet announced for, the great grandfather respects him and stands up for his respect. You see the difference between the teachings of the Imam alayhi salam and their enemies. The fourth Imam, when he's announcing that we are proud that we have these seven people in our family, one of them is the 12th Imam. All the Imams have shown respect. Say aloud salawat, everyone. Wow.